For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. It's time for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies attempting to undo the damage caused by the campfire. Joining us, Justin Jacobs with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise, Casey Hatcher with Butte County, and Deborah Young, a representative from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA. Justin, why don't you start us off this week?
In regard to the state and the state's consolidated debris removal program, there's great news to share. To date, more than 8,000 sites have been cleared of qualified ash and debris, and more than 3,400 of those have been returned to the county and will soon be returned to property owners as certified clean. So that represents roughly 70% of the debris removal operation complete. So we're very excited about that and appreciate everyone's hard work and efforts across the board on that with all of our partner agencies. And again, we're just continuing to emphasize safety and hydration in these very hot days with the 154 debris removal crews that are out and about across the county and burn scar area, and appreciate the local community's patience with that. And again, we continue to emphasize safety in driving and just awareness, situational awareness, and staying alert and attentive to the local community while conducting those operations. From a tonnage perspective, that represents roughly 2.6 million tons of qualified ash and debris that have been removed. So again, making great progress. We will continue to do that and move forward with this operation. And again, thanks to my partners for being on the call.
And thank you, Justin. Next up, Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise.
Hi, Mark. Thank you so much again for having us. So the town is really focused still on rebuilding and getting our residents back home. We have seen a lot of interest in building permits and applications. So far, we have received 202 applications, which we are really excited by that number. Going into this recovery effort, the town expected to see around 200 applications by the end of December. So seeing 200 at this point in the year, we're really only 4 months in to receiving building permit applications.
Would you say that's exceeding expectations?
It's exceeding our expectations, absolutely. We did not expect to be this far at this point. So, and I think that's a testament to the strong community feeling of our residents and their wanting to get back home and wanting to work with us and do what's necessary. And we appreciate all of the hard work that they're going through to do that. And our job now is just to make sure that that process is as easy as possible, which we work on every single day. Of those 202 applications we've received, we have issued 115 building permits, and we have two homes that have been completed that we have issued the certificate of occupancy. So those homes are ready to be occupied. We're going to be seeing a lot more of those in the coming months as the applications progress and the building progresses. So we're very excited about that. Another really exciting number that came out this week from PID is that they have cleared, or I should say, lifted the no drink advisory on 90 properties in the town of Paradise. So that's a huge increase from the first update that we got, which was 42 properties. They're now to 90. They're making great progress. And so I think what residents can take from that and what we as the town take from that is that they're moving quickly. They're able to test and clear properties that are standing. They are also committed to properties that are rebuilding, working with the town and making sure that by the time we are ready to issue a certificate of occupancy, there is potable water to that property, that the no drink advisory has been lifted. So we're really happy with that progress.
90 homes with drinkable water. What percentage of the standing homes is that?
That's a good question. And off the top of my head, I don't know the percentage, but I know there's about 1,200 standing buildings, which includes businesses and homes. And so 90 have been cleared. So whatever the math is on that.
There's still quite a way to go.
Oh, there is. Yes, there's a long way to go. But, you know, I think what PID saw in the beginning was a little bit longer road than what we're seeing now. They're able to move a little bit quicker than they thought and than we thought. So we're excited to see that progress. I also wanted to mention that the Town of Paradise has redone our recovery website, makeitparadise.org. So we have really retooled that website to focus on rebuilding. So if you are in the rebuilding process, thinking about rebuilding and want to get some information, that's an excellent resource to go. We've tried to make it as simple as possible. So for people who have never built a home before, we recognize that's the majority of people who are going through this process. We really break down the information to make it easy to understand. And of course, we're always there for questions. We still have the information from the long-term recovery plan process, the community vision meetings, all of that information is still on there, archived, so you can go back and look at that and review the plan as well. But now we have really focused on the rebuilding effort on that site.
Terrific. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And now let's hear from Deborah Young from FEMA.
Thank you, Mark. I just want to bring you a brief update on the housing front. I have some news I didn't expect to be sharing today, but we learned this week that we will begin licensing in families into the Gridley Temporary Housing Group site at the end of next week. That's about 2 to 3 weeks earlier than expected, and I'm sure that's very good news for the families who are still waiting for temporary housing. Currently, 235 families or households are still waiting for temporary housing from FEMA. Currently licensed into FEMA temporary housing, 424 families or households, and they are spread between commercial sites in several counties and also at 2 FEMA group sites. We have 483 pads under construction. 400 manufactured housing units will be placed at the Gridley site, and 83 housing units will be placed at the Hegan and Aztec site. We had expected to be licensing in there this week, but that project has been pushed back until about mid-August.
Finally, let's hear from Casey Hatcher with Butte County.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having us here today. We really appreciate it. At the board meeting this Tuesday, the board passed an urgency ordinance. A couple of things that included was extending the transitionary period where people could live in temporary housing on their property without hookups to utilities. That was set to expire at the end of this month, and that period has been extended to the end of this year. And we recognize that many people still haven't had the debris removed from their property, and when they go back, may still need to be there before hooking up to utilities. Additionally, the board made changes to allow some discretion for people to put temporary units in the setback. So normally they have to be set back from property lines, but we're finding that some people need to be in that setback in order to accommodate room for the rebuilding of their permanent home.
Well, so, I'm sure both of those developments must be a great relief to a lot of people.
Yeah, I think we're really learning as we go here what the needs are of the different fire survivors on their individual properties and trying to accommodate those the best we can. Another step that we have taken at the county is to submit a formal request to the California Office of Emergency Services to remove trees on private property that may fall either into the right-of-way or onto living areas. And it's a request that is similar in nature to the one already submitted by the Town of Paradise. And it is based on the fact that this area will struggle to recover its economy and struggle for people to go back and repopulate these areas if the trees aren't removed from those private properties.
Ideally, they're looking for the state to pick up the entire cost or provide some form of subsidy.
The request is actually for the state to do the operation very similar to the way that they are handling the debris removal.
I see. Casey Hatcher, Butte County, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.